Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Ivan Meiser's here. Pretty excited about that, too. Ivan is a 19-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? Founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International. All the way back to 1985, he got it started, and it's just become an international, actually now a galactic success. I understand there are new groups forming on Mars and Pluto maybe. He's the galactic guru of networking and the author of every book that's important about networking. Ivan Meiser, welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Jim. You know, we're up to 8,411 BNI chapters.
Amazing.
Over 70 countries.
Wow. And think back 19 years ago, you had two or 300 chapters.
And that's what the show has done.
It's amazing what we've been able to help you do. I'm so proud of us. So, folks, one of the things Ivan's done is he and his organization, and what he does better than anybody on the planet, is he always makes us think about how to become professional networkers. Because, folks, I'm going to tell you something. In the age of the customer, where people don't wake up thinking that they're going to see you today, you got to find another way to get face to face with them. If you're B2B, that means you got to get face to face with customers, and it's harder and harder to do that. And one of the great keys to unlocking those doors is networking, being a successful professional networker. And Ivan, you always come up with a different spin on things, and you've got another one today, don't you?
I do. I love the book that Jim Collins did, because it's great.
Yep.
And I think it's still a whole new paradigm, and it really is. And he showed us that bad is not the enemy of great. Bad is not the enemy. It's good that's the enemy of great. Good is the enemy of great. Everyone can recognize when something's really horrible. It's when something is, you know, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
That we don't catch. Yeah. It's good enough. You heard that expression. Things are okay. It's not
bad. My son, I remember when my son was in the ninth grade, he wasn't a great scholar in school. he brought home an 81 one day, a test.
Yeah.
And he wanted me to get real excited about it. It was a B, right? He got a B. And he said, Dad, look, I got an 81. I said, well, okay, son, good. Okay, that's fine. Well, Dad, aren't you happy? Aren't you proud of me? I said, well, son, I think you can do better than 81. That's kind of average. I think you're above average. Well, he didn't understand that quite in those days. But he thought good was as good as great to him at that moment.
Right. You know, for one of my kids, I'd have been happy with an 81. But for another one, you're absolutely right. For that child, it was almost like, you know, that's good is good enough. And what's my favorite, or really, truly least favorite expression related to this is good enough for government work.
Yeah.
When someone says that to me, I know it is not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, and this is why I started thinking about this, is I think there's a success disconnect. I meet a lot of people that want to be more successful, but for some incomprehensible reason, they don't see a connection between their desire for success and the behavior.
And the work.
That they're embracing.
Yeah.
Yeah. On one hand, they want to make more money, but then a few minutes later, they're talking about things that make them uncomfortable in order to make the necessary changes to do
mm-hmm.
that. And I certainly see that with people in networking, where they'll say, well, you don't understand, Ivan. A networking thing like this wouldn't work here in this community. It's not true. We're in 8,000 communities. It'll work in this community. It's just that you don't want to work it. And that's the kind of thing that I think that, for me, leads to metastatic mediocrity,
mm-hmm.
where people just get caught up in their own thing.
Well, let me tell you, there's one thing that is really important here. I'm going to put a practical story on spin on this. If you're trying to sell someone, a business customer, there are 10 other people trying to sell them the same thing.
Exactly.
And they're only going to let maybe three people through that firewall to talk to them. But they might only let two through. And they might only let one through. They literally, before they ever open that firewall, they literally are trying their best to weed it down to maybe as few as one. And so good might make you one of three, but great makes you one of one.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And so I tell people, you're going to
think about it in those terms.
If you do it right, you're going to show up one day thinking that you're going to be one of three making a presentation. Nobody else is going to be there. And you're going to say, am I early? Did I go to the wrong place? And the guy says, no, you're the only one coming because you were great.
When we come back off break, I want to talk about what I call I hit kid wall syndrome.
Okay. I'm sorry. I get excited about this stuff, folks. I've been telling you about it for a long time. You got to become a professional networker. And Ivan helps us do that. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.